Okay, maybe it's a habit left over from being in school and you get out for the summer holidays and that's when you really pick up the books that you want to read instead of the ones that you have to read for school. But a lot of people put together a summer reading list, and that's what The Takeaway is doing right now. We're going to start with a book that's been getting rave reviews 7 years after it was originally published. The Washington Post says the book aspires to comparison with War and Peace. The Dallas Morning News says it's a rare kind of novel whose excellence matches its grand ambition.
Overnight sensation, 7 years in the making.
That's exactly right. It's called Anthropology of an American Girl. It's written by Hillary Thayer Hammond, and she's here to talk about it with us. Also with us is Sandy Spiegel, publisher at Spiegel & Grau. Cindy edited the manuscript 7 years after Hillary's self-published version gained a cult following. And this is a really interesting relationship that kind of illustrates the difference between a writer and a publisher slash editor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go with you, Hillary, first, and talk about how you came to self-publish your book, why you made that decision.
Basically, it was an independent publishing venture. So although it was like a self-publishing venture, my ex-husband and I had a publishing printing company, so we decided to just make a book, and we I didn't send it out to any agents or publishers at the time. We just thought it was, we wanted to make like an artistic venture. And it got a lot of readers loving it. And it just kind of took off from there.
How long was it when you first published it?
It was longer than it is now. there are different type sizes. It's hard really to put a number to it, but I would say it was over 600 pages.
So the comparison to War and Peace was just in weight
or
in
just
quality?
Yeah, just in the volume.
I see.
Well, Cindy, let me go to you, because after this book attained a bit of a cult following, people loved the book. Even in the unedited self-published version, it was recognized as an achievement. You picked this up, and it was your first time you take it on a self-published book. So what was the difference to your other experiences?
Well, it came with reviews, which was a great thing. It was a great help for us to have the background story that Hillary had believed in something so much that she'd done it herself. She'd gotten the reviews, she'd gotten the readers. And that helps me when I go to my sales force to sell the book into the bookstores and to get readers, because it's a great story and it comes with credibility, not just my own credibility, you know, which I always hope that I have, but it comes with a lot of other people saying that they loved it.
She brought her word of mouth with her on the project.
Exactly.
Right? That's great.
Right, but you also, that when she reissued the book again, she added an intro to the beginning of it.
She did. I was terrified to meet her.
I keep hearing this from people. Yes, I did. It's not an anti-mainstream publishing manifesto, which somebody said
seems like it.
It's a paragraph, and it's a critique. I think that there are limitations to any system, and writing in solitude and sending out your manuscript and getting rejections, it's difficult for a writer to do that. And so I was able to get an audience and have my voice reach people, which was really nice. And I don't think that always works, but it worked in my case.
It's not unprecedented. I mean, Jack London and Virginia Woolf used to do the same kind of thing.
That's right.
Right, except Cindy, you got this book that had a paragraph in the front of it that probably read to you as, I don't really like you and what you do, right?
Right. I mean, it's true. I opened the book in the paperback version of the self-published book, which is what I had. I read this screed against mainstream publishers. And
we've never talked about this. This is like a kind of a counseling
making news
session
here today.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And
I really like
you
this.
Know, but the book was brilliant. And I did think it needed editing, and we worked on it a lot afterwards. But when I arranged to meet Hillary, and I don't know, you probably don't remember, but I was afraid to tell you that I wanted to publish the book commercially, you know, and I was sort of saying, well, maybe we'll market it a little bit, but really the way you want to market it, and Hillary said, no, I want to sell this book. And once she was clear that, you know, that whatever she had written in the beginning of the book was no longer really what was leading us, we were fine.
Okay, I feel like we're really making progress.
Yeah, we
in
did.
This
we
relationship.
Did. It's really good.
So you went through and there's, you made a number of edits, which are relatively standard when you get a manuscript, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we made a lot of edits, and I think that the structure was different from in the old version. And
we weeded out a lot. I mean, Cindy was really good about retaining the character of the original because it had a following, but also it was really dense and. it really needed some cleaning up. So she went in kind of gently and combed through and got out a lot of the
And in terms of what this is about, Anthropology of an American Girl is a story centered where?
Well, it's a coming of age centered on Long Island and in Manhattan, a little bit in New Jersey, too. So, you know, regional.
The great thing about this book, and I think what makes it a great summer read, is that you've got Evie, this heroine, and we follow her from high school through her various relationships and as she is developing into her, what she thinks of as her own woman.
Right.
And it takes her a long time, and she's extremely philosophical about it. I think that's one of the reasons that people are kind of comparing her to Holden Caulfield in Catcher in the Rye. What do you think about that comparison?
I'm honored to have that comparison being made. It's really nice for me, but you know, she's very different. It's a different take. It's not as I'd say that she's resistant to becoming part of the next generation the way that Caulfield is too. I mean, I think that they're young people who are kind of not wanting to mature into the next generation. They're putting the brakes on. They're taking their time. They're reviewing what's going on around them, and that assessment is what the reader, I think, is responding to.
When I read it, I did feel a comparison to Catcher in the Rye more than anything, and it's been compared to a lot of books, partly because there was that sense of recognition that the book recognizes you in a way, that you're reading about someone who knows you, that the book knows you. And I hadn't experienced that since Catcher in the Rye, and I think it's for a slightly older different audience.
There's a likability question there. Yeah. I don't know if you'd want to spend 600 pages with Holden, as lovely as he was. Why does it work at this length?
Well, can I answer that?
Anybody.
I think it's an alternative. I think there are a lot of books about women that are, you know, I'm not going to, again, critique anything and say there are books that are stereotypical and reductive, and that's fine. That's part of a spectrum of things that are provided I think this is a book for all readers, but let's just talk about female readers. This is just a different point of view and a different perspective. It unfolds slowly. It's more observational.
Mm-hmm. And I think the book could be shorter. We tried to cut it. I actually think I might have cut 100 pages, but it grew back again because kind of organically this time.
I almost feel like it can't be shorter. And right. That's one of the things that makes it a great summer read is because you it's not the kind of book you rush through. You kind of have to slow down and digest it, don't you think?
There are great, amazing observations on every page, and you can't read it quickly. And in fact, I hadn't finished it when I met Hillary the first time because I couldn't get through it. And I didn't want to rush. I mean, I read things quickly all the time for my job. I read things overnight. This was the submission that I couldn't, I felt I would lose the book if I rushed through it. And so I had to admit to her that I hadn't finished it. She knew. You know, I wouldn't have met her.
More counseling.
Exactly.
It's fine.
It's rare that a publisher says that, though. Make it all the way through or didn't want to go fast. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you can actually read the first chapter of Anthropology of an American Girl. I highly recommend that you do so. It's at our website. Just click on blog. The author is Hillary Thayer Hammond, Anthropology of American Girl. Cindy Spiegel was her editor and a publisher at Spiegel & Grau and edited the book that you can read at their website. We're looking for your ideas on great summer books. After our story yesterday, Favorites in the Family, we got a great recommendation from one of you.
This is Hector again, and what I'm reading right now is entitled The Narcissism Epidemic. It complements the follow-up to the story on favoritism and how that has downstream effects in adulthood, but it also, it's just this age that we live in where the younger generation just feels like, you know, they are entitled to everything.
Tell us what book you're going to be reading this summer and why. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.